nice to be with all of you, and it's nice to see the children, parents, families, friends here. I'm always interested when I'm motivated and excited at times when I see young children and see families together. It's my great joy to just be together. So we're going to be speaking today on VBS, but not the VBS that you think about. We would talk today of, and I didn't want to take the topic here because I know Dr. Luke is going to be working on top secret. So I'll reduce it to the secret of faithful service to VBS. And when we speak of VBS today, I want you to remember these words. We're going to be speaking of the victorious beloved Savior. VBS, the victorious beloved Savior. And he's the one that we're going to be focused on, and then we look at the secret. But it was nice to hear the young children here speaking of Jesus. It's wonderful. And so I can read from the Bible, and then we would talk more about it. So in the Bible, in the book of Mark, speaking of the servant here, and I'll read some verses here in Mark chapter 6, in verse 30 and then on. And it reads as follows, Mark chapter 6, verse 30. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said unto them, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And they departed into a desert place by ship privately. And the people saw them departing, and many knew him, and ran after thither out of all cities, and outwent them, and came together unto him. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were sheep, not having a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came to him and said, this is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away, that they may go into the country round about, and into the villages, and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. He said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they said, shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give to them to eat? He said, how many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they said, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies on green grass. And they sat down, ranked by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed and brake the loaves and gave them to his disciples and set them, and his 2 fishes divided among them all. And they did all eat and were filled, and took up 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes. And they that eat of the loaves were about 5,000. I'm just going to read a couple of verses in John from the same story. John chapter 6. In the Gospel of John chapter 6 and verse 20, John, not 6:20, I'm sorry, 9, we would go to 20 later, but 9, John 6:9, there is a boy here, a lad here, who has 5 loaves and 2 small fishes, and he gave it to Jesus. And verse 11, Jesus took the loaves. When he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. So when we read in Mark of the 5 loaves, we want to know a little boy was used of God. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you that you love children, you love adults, you love people of all ages and all walks of life. And now we ask that the Holy Spirit will speak to us today, and that everyone would be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's wonderful for us to... I remember when they were giving the verses of Scripture, memorizing it. Someone just remembered the first line of it. So it is good. You remember the story of the young girl who was going to recite, and she had learned Psalm 23 and verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So she was very excited. She learned the verse. But when she got up, you know, boys and girls, and she looked at the audience and saw so many people and so many eyes on her, she couldn't remember the verse. So you know what happened? The little girl, she looked at them and she said, after a long pause, there's room inside. There's many. You want to come in? There's room. So there are many there who are looking at this little girl. And she had learned and over Psalm 23 verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But when she saw so many eyes on her, she couldn't remember everything. So she said, the Lord is my shepherd, that's all I want. And you know, that's a good message for us. When you have the shepherd, he's all I want. And then I was listening to this one just recently. This little one, boys and girls, was very nice. You know how mom likes to tell you the words when you forget and they're nearby? So this little girl, she was taught by mother, John 8:12. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. So she got up and she stood in. This happened recently, and the little girl was looking around. She was looking around at so many people, and she was excited. And then she got up and she couldn't remember. So mom was sitting nearby, and mom said to her, the light of the world, the light of the world. So then she felt relief. She felt very much at ease. She said, Mom is the light of the world. Because mom said, I am the light of the world. And you know, little boys and girls, you and I, we are lights for Jesus Christ. He is the light of the world. So I got to tell one about the little boy now, and then we're going. The little boy was very obedient to his dad. Very obedient. So his dad went out to pick berries. And he told him, you know, we would pick the berries and then we would take the berries home. And when you get home, you can have a handful. And the little boy was so obedient, he went with his dad and they pick all the berries and they put it in a big basket and they brought it home. And his dad, you know, they cleaned it, etc. The dad said to the little boy, well, now you can take a handful of the berries. And the little boy, he looked at his dad and he paused and he wouldn't take it. So he said, son, you can take a handful of the berries. He said, dad, no, I want you to take a handful of the berries. So he said, why do you want me to take it instead of you? He said, because your hand will take up much more. Do you know God wants to give us more than we can imagine? Amen. He wants to give us more than we can ask. So when we leave the choices with Him, He gives us the best choice. And He gives us more than we can ever imagine, more than we need. What a wonderful thing to be. Now, boys and girls, I'm going to get into my story right now, but I wanted to ask you a few questions. Every person, every boy and girl needs to feel loved. Every person. That's something that will make you feel secure. When others put you down, when others don't want to be your friend, you need to know that you are loved by someone who is greater than your friend, greater than your family, greater than the president, greater than everyone. Do you know who loves you? We sang it today, right? Who loves us? Jesus loves us. Amen. So every boy and every girl is loved. Every adult needs it too, not just boys and girls. This is something that we need to be constantly reminded of, that we are loved. You know, God loves us. You know what He says in the Bible? There's a man named Paul whose life was changed, and he said, "The Son of God loved me and gave himself for me." That's found in Galatians 2:20. So you need to know that you're loved. Number two, every boy, every girl, every man, every woman needs to feel accepted. You need to feel accepted. And you know, God has accepted us into the family of God. He has accepted us into His beloved Son. And I want every boy and girl to feel so secure to know it doesn't matter. You know how sometimes how mom and dad says, "Oh, if you do something good, I love you. If you don't do something nice, I don't love you that much." Well, they understand, they love you. But God loves us at all times. At all times. When you feel down and out, you feel empty, He still loves you, because you can't stop the sun from shining. Amen?
Amen.
And you can't stop His love from flowing to us. So I want you to feel loved today. I want you to feel accepted. I want you to know that you need attention. Every boy and girl. That's why sometimes we do things. Sometimes we want to get attention in a different way. But it's nice to get attention from one who is giving us attention in a very positive way. He loves us not to condemn us, but to help us. So the Bible tells us in Proverbs 15, His eyes are in every place. Every place. He's seeing the good and the evil. But He said, for those who trust Jesus, who love you, He said, His eyes are upon us and His ears are open unto our cry. Isn't that nice? So I want you to know He gives attention to us. Jesus gives attention. Even when it is dark, He could still see you in the dark. And so I want you to know those things. And then I want you to know you're needed. Your mom and dad need you. The assembly here, the church need you. The fellowship need you. And we're going to see in this story that Jesus needed a little boy. And how a blessing He was for VBS. So we're all needed by Him. There was a time when Jesus, you know how people say sometimes you never need anything? Well, there is a time. There was a time when He wanted to get a donkey. You remember? And He said to somebody, "You go and loose him. And if any man asks you, why are you doing this? You just tell him the Lord had need of him." Amen?
Amen.
The Lord needs every boy, every girl, every man, every woman to be used for Him. So when they brought the donkey, people were not looking at the donkey. They said, "What a donkey." They were looking at the one who was on it. Amen?
Amen.
And when we go along, people are not looking at us. They want to see the one who loves us. The one who has accepted us. The one who gives us attention. And the one who makes us feel needed. So if you can keep those things in mind, you're going to feel secure in this world. You're going to feel, it doesn't matter what others think, what Jesus thinks is far more. So now we're going to get into the story. We said VBS means victorious, beloved Savior. Jesus is the victorious, beloved Savior. And what the secret is that we want as adults and young people, God wants us to behold Him. So I'll read that verse for you. It is found in a book in the Old Testament in Isaiah 52. And verse 12, and I'll just read it here for the adults as well. Isaiah 52, in the book of Isaiah, and then we're going to come right now and show you the secret. Isaiah 52, and says here, God says in 13, "Behold my servant," I want to just keep those words, "Behold my servant, He shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. As many as were astonished, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men." And then that followed Isaiah 53. But what he's saying, number one, we must see the person of the Lord Jesus. If we're going to have victorious beloved Savior at our VBS, we want to really first know the person of the Lord Jesus. We got to behold Him. The primary thing is, number one, the person of the Lord Jesus. And we've been saying this morning, there is none like Him, none like Jesus. He is the beloved one. And so God says, I want you to behold my servant. I want you to behold my servant. And he said, this servant, he came down from the highest to the lowest. Could you imagine that? He came down from the highest, from heaven, to the lowest, down into death. There is no greater journey that has ever been taken in love than that of the Lord Jesus. Love found a way to reach me and to redeem me. And now, not only he has brought me down, he came down to where I was in death, but he has lifted me up to the highest. You know, at one point I was thinking of Abby singing, but I said, I love the brethren here. I don't want to create any problem. It's not Brooksville. But you know the song, He Raised Me Up? I don't know if you know it, but He Raised Me Up. Yes. And He put my feet on mountaintop. Well, we were down at the lowest. At the lowest. But He has raised us up. And not just put us on, for we were down in the pit. Not only to put us on dead in sin, not only to put us in the grave and say you're alive now, but take us right into glory. We are now seated with Christ in the heavenlies. From the lowest to the highest. What love, what grace, what amazing grace it is that He loves us. And God says, I want you to behold my servant. He's the sovereign one, and yet He became the servant of all. So in our Bible, in Mark, so number one is to know the person of Jesus and to keep looking at Him, how He served us. And He came down and He served us so much. He said He came in Mark 10:45 not to be served, but to serve and to give His life as a ransom for the many. Jesus Christ, He came to serve. So in our passage now in Mark 6, how do we respond when there is discouragement? How do we respond when we feel discouraged? When we feel down? You know, I was here Thursday night and Brother Kazi gave out What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Now, I've sang that many times. I've read it many times. I've even quoted it many times. But while I was sitting on my seat for the first time, this is what the Holy Spirit can do, brothers and sisters. For the first time sitting on that seat right there, I was feeling tired and I was feeling a little down with so many things that we were dealing with. But for the first time, the Lord showed me in that song what we must not do and what we must do. This song says, have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should not be discouraged. That spoke to my heart. But it told us what to do. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? And discouragement is a virus of the heart. Discouragement will keep you down and it will affect others. So the disciples here, you know, in the context in which we've read, they were pretty discouraged. John was beheaded. John, who was a great soul winner. John, who was a forerunner of Jesus. And he was killed not because he did anything wrong. He's killed because he spoke the truth. And his disciples came. And you know what? They went and they picked up the body of John. And they buried the body. But these are the words. He says, and they came and they told Jesus. They were discouraged, but they came and they told Jesus. He said, and they told Jesus. They came unto Jesus. Where can we go when we are discouraged? We can go to the Lord. Where can we go when there is death in the family? There is one to whom we can go, who understands. And Jesus listened to them. You know, this is so nice. He said, and Jesus listened to them. And then Jesus said to them, look, come yourselves apart. Come and rest a while. Some of you might need a rest right now. I fully understand your tiredness. If you want to rest, it's okay. I am not offended in any way. I love you too much. But sometimes the body just closes down. But it's good. It's good that our young people are looking, right? Amen. Yes. Amen. So they came and they told you. So I want you to know discouragement can keep us down and can come to any one of us, but we do not have to remain being discouraged. We can go and we can release it to Jesus Christ. So they came to Jesus and they released it to Jesus. And Jesus said to them, you know what? You need a break. You need to come yourself apart and rest a while in a desert place. And so they were there and Jesus was with them in the desert place. We need to spend time alone with Jesus. And you know, when we get into his presence alone with him, he restores our soul. He renews us. And so, while they were there, they were having a good time. What do you do when your leisure time is disturbed? What do you do? Here they were spending a little bit of leisure time. And you know what happened? A whole group of people came. They came and they all had needs. What do we do? Well, we follow Jesus. Jesus Christ is always on duty for his Father. Even in the night season. Yes, you feeling tired, brother? We're going to close just now. But these disciples, they were tired, they were discouraged, they were down. But they came and they told Jesus. And Jesus, but now number three, the victorious Lord who has conquered even death, he can encourage us even in the midst of death. He has defeated death. And it says in Romans 15 that, oh death, where is your sting? The sting of sin is death, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto God who gives us the victory. He is the victorious Lord over even death. He is the victorious Lord over discouragement. He's the victorious Lord over every situation. And so they came, there was a lot of people, and Jesus was moved with compassion. If we're going to have a VBS that is very productive, number three, we have to not only see the Lord, and number two, to come to him and release all our discouragement to him, but now we got to come to him and see people as he sees them, and be moved with the same compassion as he did. The disciples, they wanted to solve the problem quickly. And they want to use money to help to solve the problem. So he said, we're going to spend 200 penny worth of, you know, bread. We're going to try to get that. But that still would not be enough. But not so with Jesus. Number one, let me get this quickly for you. There is no problem too big for Jesus to solve. There was a problem here. The supply was low. The demand was great. But number one, there is no problem too difficult for the Lord to solve. Number two, there is no provision too little for Jesus to use. Amen? Amen. Don't say if we were like the Christ Church gathering, if we were like the Baptist Church gathering, if we had a big company, then we would have a lot of people here. No, Jesus wants us to use what we have and to give it over to him. So no problem is too big. No provision is too little. And God can use any little boy and any little girl. So there was a little boy. And he had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Now if we had 5 loaves and 2... Well, you can eat that up. That's not too big. If you just had that in your hand, any one of us, it wouldn't mean much to us. Amen? Let me tell you, little David, if he had gone and he picked up 5 little stones, he'd probably be playing with it, you know, if it were in our hands. We'd probably, there are 5 little stones, and we'd just be playing. What would that be to us? But when it is put in the hands of the Lord, he can do big things to a little boy and a little girl. And he can do big things through us when we become as little boys and little girls in humility for him. Oh, what a God we have. And so they said to him, he asked, what do you have? Jesus is asking you today, what do you have that he can use for his glory? What do you have today that he can use to reach others, that others might be fed. Maybe he needs just a little of your time. Maybe he needs just for you to make a phone call to someone who is down. Maybe you need to be like Brother Brian to bring someone who loves the Lord and want to be in his presence. What do you have? He will use whatever you have if you would put it into his hands. But most of all, what he wants is you. All he wants today is you and me to say, Lord, I give myself to you. If you would do that, he would do great things for you. And so Jesus, he met the needs. Not only is the fact of no provision is too little for him to use, but no person is too small for him to use for his glory. You might say, well, I'm not intelligent, I'm not a preacher. He's not looking for that. He knows what he has deposited in you. And he can use what you have if you say, Lord, I give it all to you. And so he came down and they had enough to eat. And Jesus Christ, when we put something into his hands, he takes it and he blesses what we give, but also it makes you a blessing. You become a blessing to others. You know, brothers and sisters, we cannot, in times like these, there are difficulties, there are problems, politically, socially, emotionally, spiritually, on every level. But I said to you today, we must not count our burdens, but count our blessings. Look what he has done for us. The Lord has done great things for us. Whereof we are glad. And in light of what he has done, little is much when he is in it. Oh, I remember, you know, I've got invitation to speak at large weddings, at large funerals, at large audiences, not only in our company, I do speaking in the community. But you know, the song says, does the place the Lord has called you to labor seem so small and little known? It is much if my God is in it, for he will not forsake his own. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. Oh, there's a crown, and we shall win it as we go in Jesus' name. Would you put your little in the big hands of our Father today? Would you put your lives in his hands and say, Lord, just as I am, I give myself to you. And do you know what happened? We got to close. But Jesus Christ, the people later on, they forgot his miracles. But that wasn't bad. They forgot the miracle worker. I want you today, brothers and sisters, don't keep your eyes on your problems. Get your eyes on the problem solver. He will make the difference. Don't keep focusing on your circumstance. Focus on Christ, who is above every circumstance. It won't be long. We'll be going home. And we would discover not the big things that we did, not the great things where we saw, we felt the applause of men, but the little things we did that we got his approval. Those little things. May God help us. Boys and girls, you've been wonderful. And if you don't know Jesus today and you want to accept Jesus in your heart, you can have him right now. It is so simple. It is A, B, C. So simple. One is to acknowledge that I'm a sinner. I've done bad things and I cannot save myself. But B, the victorious Savior, Jesus, he died for me, for my sins. And he was buried and he rose again. And C is to confess him. Lord, I just confess you as my Lord and my Savior. Is there anyone today who wants to do that? Have you done that already? You want to do that? Amen. All right. Okay. Wonderful. So that's good. And boys and girls, not only for the young people, for all of us. would you, in your heart, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but in your heart, would you say to the Lord, I put whatever little you've entrusted to me into your big hands. And Lord, I put my life in your hands to do whatever you want for your glory until I see you. He's coming again. And this will be a great joy when we see him face to face. May God bless you all very much for his name's sake. Amen.
Amen.